This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice and Morning Show. Oh, thanks, honey. Put my thing.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Thanks. Hey, everyone. The internet.
Or Comrex.
I'm not even sure.
Technology.
All I know is everything is right in the world because I saw all of your little faces yesterday. Just your eyes. I didn't see anybody's mouths.
So dumb, huh?
It's... Mm-hmm. Well, yes, but also totally necessary, right? I mean, we all just saw each other and looked longingly at each other and...
No. Not a hospital ward, though.
No.
A parking garage. So stupid.
No one hugged. That was important. No one
right.
hugged anyone.
Uh-huh.
That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Right.
Vincent, I fully expected to see the backdrop today. I see that you have an Alice sign, but that's... I expected the full
first
background.
Of all,
yes, dear.
For starters, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm sorry that you had so much trouble.
I don't know.
As I said on our little cut-in, I left the house with a giant 100-pound contraption that had been taking up what felt... Now that it's gone, it feels like we have half the room back. It's so weird. And it wasn't that big, but it just was something that sat in the middle of the room.
Well, it was like 3 feet by 3 feet and 4 feet tall. I mean, it was just a big old giant box sitting in the room.
Big giant black box, yeah. So anyway, it's a trip to have come back and then go, whoa, that feels like the room's empty now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the weird thing about this is that we switched out my equipment and then you had troubles today. That's so just
And I
typical.
Don't think they messed with it. I know, right? Like, I thought, if anything, if there were going to be any problems
today,
it would be with the new setup, right?
Yeah, that's what I expected to.
Yeah, and so when I turned on my feed from the station, I'm like, oh, this is not going to work.
Right. So, anyway, as far as the sign goes, the sign made it home in a slightly abused condition.
Mm-hmm,
it's currently laying flat.
Okay.
It's repairing itself, I want to say.
Okay, self-healing.
It's fixing itself.
I see.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
So as far as the sign goes, it's currently it's being repaired.
Yes.
Because it had to be bent in very
several
awkward
segments.
Ways. You know, I said this earlier to Bryn. I wish we would have just taken a second and gotten scissors and maybe cut the thing and it could have been put. But instead we just...
Let's just
did
fold it,
our
it up.
Way. Right.
And actually,
and
our way starts clack, crack,
snap. Right, exactly.
It's on
right.
Some kind of like heavy duty
plastic
board. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So we try. We should maybe go back to the beginning. So yesterday, we all went to the station.
Right.
Really, because for the main reason for the meeting was that Vinny's getting this small piece of equipment that's going to do what this gigantic piece of equipment had been doing.
Right.
So we all get in our cars and we all, and by the way, we're not going to play a song here. We're going to go straight through to 25. That's what's happening. So we all get in our little cars and my car's like, I haven't been driven in 8 months. What's happening? I don't know how to drive. And we go into the city and we all, we see each other and it's
magical.
That's
what your car sounds like.
My
that's
car is pain in the ass. So I was I looked at my
all
tires.
That technology, and he sounds like a dummy.
Hey, what are you talking about? This is just how I talk. It's not making fun of me. I'm just a car.
He's an electric car with all kinds of technology.
And this is he how I be sound. More like, so don't be so judgmental.
Bleep, 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 blop.
Oh, he should sound like this.
Yes, there you go.
I don't even know what I am. I'm a piece of software that's driving down the road at 70 miles an hour. How can this be?
Right.
So we all get there, and we can actually pull into the garage, so we still work there, which is a total relief that my car opened the garage gate and worked in the elevator. I'm like, this is great. So, and we got there a little bit before Vinny, so we start sort of clearing out. Like, let's gather the things that we definitely need to take with us from this building, because we don't know when that building is going to not be... when we won't work at that building anymore, let's put it that way. There's some changes afoot. Nothing bad, but relocation. So I'm packing up boxes, and I'm getting this, and I'm getting that. And then I say, well, what's the backdrop for Vinny? And Nicole points at the big pink sign that we used to use for a backdrop for photos when human beings interacted with each other without anything between their faces. And they stood in front of a background, and people took pictures. The olden days, you might remember. So the thing is big. It's got to be easily 6 feet wide and 8 feet tall, would you say?
Yeah, it's huge, and it didn't fit in the car, period.
Right.
There was no way to get it in.
Even once we got the first corners sort of diagonally into the thing, there was just too much else, and there's wheel hubs and everything
else. Just like a boy, I will figure out a way to get it in. And yet, it just didn't fit. So we started breaking things.
Yeah. So then what we don't realize is that not only is this sort of a stiff piece of plastic poster board of some kind, banner board, I don't even know what you'd call it. It's got a backing on it that can be peeled off with Velcro, but we don't know that. We just feel like this double layer thing can be folded. Why wouldn't we be able to fold it? So we fold it and the thing snaps, and then we go, oh, we can take this off. And the great news is we caught this whole thing, this garage debacle, on video. I think Bryn
just telling Bryn, when we left, I haven't always been the most mature human being. I don't know that I am now, but I have all these flashbacks of things I've broken through the years. I used to do this at my first radio station. My boss would call me and go, I don't care if you don't like that song. You don't get to break my CDs, because I'd do it on the air. I'd be like, oh, this sucks. And throw it. And I'd, oh, how hysterical. And he'd be like, yeah, that's not.
Yeah, I need that CD because you're not the
right. So,
only
and there we are breaking this stuff in the garage. And on the drive home, I have this flashback of all the times I've been told, none of this is yours. Stop breaking stuff. And I went, I got to call him and tell him to get rid of that video. We can't post this or ever talk about this again.
We weren't deliberately trying to break it. You know,
we weren't trying. We were just trying to fold it. We had the best of intentions. So anyway, so yesterday, Bryn and I are talking about this video. I haven't seen the video yet, but he's giggling over. He's like, it's so funny. I go, we decide we need to ask for permission and say what happened. So I write this long thing to Michael Martin saying, listen.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, look, I don't want no trouble, right? So
none
I say,
well,
here.
Right. We should have just disappeared the video and pretended nothing happened.
He said, he's like, we have to play the video. It's so funny. So,
God.
And people need to see our fat asses. So we, you know, plus we're all together. It's the first time we're together in forever. Like, I want to put the video up. So he goes, the video's, it's worth it. So I said, all right, I write to Michael Martin, and I write him this long thing explaining how all we really wanted was a backdrop for Vinny that says out. We mistakenly folded it. We tried to fit it into the, you know, just excuse after excuse. And he goes, I love it. Post it. So he is fine with it. Apparently, we have plenty of that kind of poster backing Alice
banner
and board.
So you weren't there for this part, but we went into the guts. Downstairs, there's a building. There's a storage space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went in there because I was like, that sign's not going to work, you guys. Not only did we destroy the thing, but I'm going to put it up against the wall, and it's just going to fold down on all the breaks, you know, every spot that we snapped it. So we were able to go down. Brian had the keys, and we went into the cages.
Cage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we got some posters. So to answer your original question, which was, where's the background? First of all, the background is trying to heal itself on the floor of my garage.
Mm-hmm. So it's never going to see the light of day. And the posters,
well, I don't know. We'll see. If I can use it, I'll use it. Absolutely. Right. But it's, we definitely.
Neosporin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two by fours.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a bunch of posters. The missus, though, we'd been waiting to get rid of that giant rig. We're probably going to reconfigure this room this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And also stash wires, which are now all over the place because of the way I undid everything and ran out of the room. And so we will definitely have a nice background at some point here by the weekend. And then Monday, it'll be like, this is the new broadcast studios.
Nice.
Yeah, that it's good. And then you can move this out of the way. Like when she's on Zoom and doing her thing and she doesn't want an Alice logo behind her, then you can just
That's
roll
funny
it
because
out of
she
way.
Goes, maybe I should get a Salesforce sign. I'm like, go ahead.
She should, and she could drop it down, you know, it could roll over the top. Uh-oh, we just lost Nicole. That does not bode well for our internet.
Anyway, it was great seeing you guys. I'll tell you something though. This is super. It's for me. It was a triumph of great joy and pleasure as I went to get ready to leave the house.
Yes,
for real. Like not a grocery store run in my sweatpants, but a real. I'm going. It's a business trip. I'm going to put on pants and socks and shoes and. I'm going to brush my teeth, then I'm going to shave.
The whole shebang.
Man.
I did all the stuff. I go into my, I have a closet where my pants hang, and I pull out an actual pair of jeans, the ones I used to wear all the time, and I put them on, and they're too loose. And I'm like, I can go back to my old pants, not my fat pants.
Oh,
I can go back to the pants
for
I actually...
you.
So I go back into my closet where a bunch of pants are stacked up that I stopped fitting me, you know, I don't know, baby weight, whatever it was. And I put on a pair of these Levi's that I loved but couldn't wear anymore. And they just, not only did they fit with a thumb or more space in the waistband. And I went,
Oh my God. It's fine.
I am so happy.
Because I had exactly the opposite experience. I went into my closet to my dusty sack of jeans that's there, and I went, I like these ones. These are good ones. And I pulled them on, and I was like, I can't get these buttoned. So then I reached into my I was like, but I really want to wear jeans to prove to these guys that I haven't completely blown up like a Mack truck. So I'm disproving it now. So then I reach into my leggings drawer and I'm like, oh, jeggings. I'm like, this will fool everyone. Everyone will think I'm wearing jeans. And, you know, they don't unbutton. They don't unzip. But they have what looks like a fly. And I yanked those things on. And then every time I moved, they fell down around my butt and took my underpants with them. So boy, we really had very, you know, we all got ready.
Very, very different experiences.
Very different experience. I guess I'm going to have to
I felt great. I was like, oh my God, I missed these pants so much.
Well, now you got a whole new wardrobe. So good for you.
Well, it's not the new wardrobe. The new wardrobe were the fat pants I had to buy because I didn't fit in my normal pants anymore. And now I get my normal clothes back. So
don't throw away
the
fat pants. You never know when you're going to need those. I mean,
well, hopefully,
we're humans,
since we're not having any more kids, I won't have any more, you know, times. Although we've been parked this whole time, I have been able to exercise. And
well, you're pretty adamant about getting out and getting active.
Yeah, I love it. That's why. Yeah. You know, I mean, anytime I've gained weight, it's because I didn't have time to go exercise, not because I didn't want to.
Right.
You don't love it like I
love. Oh, God. Ugh. I even hate the word. Too many X's in there. Forget it.
Anyway, it was nice seeing you. Weirdly, though, it was such a... I don't want to say it was like a stick and move thing, but it went by so fast. I didn't notice your pants.
Oh.
I didn't notice your pants at all. I didn't.
Well, that's actually good news, I guess, right?
1 minute in the garage breaking the sign, and then you gave us the gift, or you gave me the gifts for my daughters, which, by the way, you're a super talented chick. You know that?
Oh, thank you. You know,
I'm serious. I know that wasn't the most polite way to put that, but not. I mean, not just this show. The crafts that you do are so pro. I'm looking at this blanket. My kid read your car. Like, first of all,
my handwriting is terrible.
There's no.
I know.
No,
I,
but she.
It was so fun. Christina sent me some photos of the girls. Which, by the way, I'm sorry. Hulk Baby does not look like she likes that blanket. She looks like she's freaking out. I should send you guys the photo that she sent.
She doesn't do. She's like, you know what?
This is her smile.
That's her. That's her bogus smile. You can't get. You have to catch her not trying to smile in order to get a decent picture of her. Otherwise, you get that face that you just showed everybody, which is this weird grin, but
mean.
It looks pain.
She looks like she's super angry and crying.
I don't know where she learned that, but that's if you say, look at me, she'll turn around to the camera, and that's the face you get. So I don't know what to say about it.
She thinks that's a big happy smile. But yes. So Christina sends me these pictures, and I go, those are Christmas presents. What are you doing? Why do they already have those? She goes, oh, oops.
I almost opened mine, too. I didn't.
Yeah, that was mostly Dad's mistake. I brought him in, and then what's in the box? Oh, right. Presents for you guys.
Oh, boy.
It's over. So, my bad. But
it's
but
whatever.
They,
I'm glad they
honestly,
like them.
I, you know, however appreciative Hulk Baby's capable of showing you at this point in her life, the truth is they're really well made. Those are spectacular.
Thanks,
really
Judy.
Beautiful. I know that all we do here is, you know, make nonsense, but seriously,
dude. That's very nice. They were certainly made with love.
Yeah,
so
they're incredible.
I thought of each. I didn't want to give Hulk Baby a pink one because I just don't feel like I know Isla's a pink girl, and I wanted.
Yes, Isla
so this
is all
this
pink.
Thing started to turn into look like lightning bolts. I'm like, I want to do this, and then I said, I'm going to put pink satin on the edges of it, even though it's not a pink blanket. I want her to have something shiny to. I used to love rubbing the ends of my ginging, and I would the little satin parts. Mm-hmm. I used to love the way those felt. I want them to have a little satin to rub on their little faces.
So my wife goes, as Isla's holding the blanket, and she's already got it up against her face, and I'm like,
she
get a
looks
camera!
Like she actually really likes it. I was like,
no, she does.
Look at
she's
Isla.
Super stoked. But then I yell, get a camera because I don't have one in the moment, and then she goes to pose like a model because that's her. She's that chick. So she puts it down. I'm like, she doesn't want the picture of you. Voguing with the blanket down by your side, put it back where you had it. She's like,
right.
Very easy as far as the opposite of Hulk Baby where that's concerned.
She just eats it up. She's a ham.
Anyway, the missus goes, you should put that on your desk or on your seat so that you have something to put on when you're in school. And she goes, no, I'm sleeping with this.
Oh,
so she slept with it last night. She's into it, and that's.
Oh my god, that makes me so happy! You know,
I only hope they can show you the appreciation that's deserved for putting so much effort into a gift. I don't know that they are capable, but hopefully that.
Listen,
explains.
No worries. I'm just psyched that they didn't throw them in the trash. Like that's that is how I fill my days.
I don't think we would have let those little rats do that even if they tried. But
don't tell me if you do. I mean, it's, I don't want to know that.
All right.
But I know a lot of little girls. It's funny, and I just thought. I sort of got caught up in that, and I made a bunch of baby blankets. I like it
so
much.
No, they came out great, so thank you very much.
Yesterday, finally, my mom's 75th birthday present, which I mailed well over a week before her birthday.
Happy birthday, Ellie.
Happy 75th, Mom. You're so beautiful. I can't believe you're 75. You know, it almost makes me want to re-dye my hair. Because the woman is still pulling it off. Like, she just looks great. So I painted her these ornaments. You know, I've been doing the circular rock painting.
Yeah.
I did these ornaments for her on glass ornaments, and they got to her yesterday. And I know. So I posted it on I have a crafting Instagram called Slappy Stuff, where I bother people with you've probably already seen Isla and Edie's baby blankets because I've posted them up there as I was making stuff.
Oh, you did? I didn't see those.
Yeah. So anyway, it's Slappy Stuff, slap your face. And I put up last night because they finally arrived, these glass ornaments that I had painted. Oh, there they are, right there. Bryn's playing the thing for you. And
oh, look at that.
So since I had finally, I've been waiting to show people what I was doing, but I didn't want to ruin the surprise for my mom, you know? So I,
those are amazing.
They're just a simple glass ornament, and I just dotted them with paint. They look so, they're so easy and so pretty. I thought people should do this. This is so nice. And then I realized afterwards I should have written like 2020 and RIP Trump on them, you know, things that would make my mom mad.
Oh, really? So she would throw them at it, all that hard work. She just break them, step on
you
them.
You know, just funny things that it would be a joke between the two of us, like, you know, shelter in place. Social distancing. I should have written all little things on it, but I didn't. I kept it. I went straight.
They're classy. So,
yes, I kept it classy, San Diego. all right. So anybody else have thoughts on yesterday? Nicole, you finally saw people in the building.
It was nice that Nicole stayed. I felt terrible, though, because I know.
It was fine because we kind of left a mess on the, like where the couches were. So I just wanted to organize it for the cleaning crew and leave them a note. And then I walked in this morning, everything was gone.
Oh, so,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then I was re-sanitizing when you guys were talking to Brian. So
everything, by the way, it was very scrubbed. Like the things that we hadn't touched in years were dusty, but you clearly have been doing the cleaning work around there. Like everything seemed really clean.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, did you clean that bathroom?
No.
Vin, did you use the bathroom? Vin, did you use the bathroom?
I did go in and take a tinkle, yes.
Did you notice how shiny the floors are? Apparently,
the floors were clearly mopped and waxed, yes.
When 50 people an hour aren't using a public bathroom, the floors just stay pristine. And new faucets and everything. And really nice soap.
Oh, I did notice that. Yeah, new faucets. You're right.
I was like, oh, boy, this place. Wow. It's really taking a step up in the world. Well, it was awesome just to... And we actually, the three of us, me, Bryn, and Nicole, we actually got to hang in the office for all as we were sort of cleaning things out. And it just felt so weirdly like detached from the old days, but also right back.
Yeah, I was going to say that. When Bryn walked in, he scared me at first. But then I feel like we just like clicked back into everything like normal.
It was so
weird. It was super weird, though. I mean,
it was
we
surreal.
Talk so much every day on these Zoom calls. So I feel like I see your face all the time. But seeing you in person, it was just surreal. I felt like I was in a dream state.
I know. We were smiling so hard at each other in the elevator stand. By the way, they have dots in the elevator. Only two people are allowed on the elevator at any time. Yep. And there's a dot in each corner where you're allowed to stand. It actually says, stand here for so. So we're standing across the elevator diagonally from each other. Stand here. And we're both, we can't see each other's faces except for our eyes, but we're like, we're totally, you can just, our eyes are like twinkling.
Hey, Sarah, I'm smiling, just FYI. Yeah. Like, me too.
If you can't tell from my eyeballs. Just so weird. And then just seeing Vinny, like your heart skips a beat. It's like, oh, it's everybody. We are all still in existence.
Like I said, that whole meeting lasted, I want to say, under 5 minutes. And when you drove away, I just thought, God, that was so weird. Such a blur.
I know.
So it was weird because I don't feel like I had a second to even notice what pants you were wearing. That
hurts me. It hurts me. I put on jeggings for you.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything because I couldn't. It went too fast and we were too busy breaking a sign.
I know. I realized midway through filming that sign as we were breaking it and putting it into your car that I realized that they were filming. Like they were, you know, everyone's always got their camera out and stuff, but I noticed that Bryn was filming, and then I noticed that Nicole was filming, and I was thinking to myself, if they put in pictures of me bent over and my fat ass going at that camera.
Well, we'll pause it there and zoom in. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Great. Oh, good. Right. Good. I just wanted to make sure that was how it would be handled. Thank you.
People are here for you, Sarah. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's great.
I liked your jeggings.
Thank you.
Oh, you noticed them.
Yeah, well, we had a conversation about them.
About jeggings. Because I had to keep pulling them up. They keep, like, every time I would move, they would just, like, right down my butt. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
They need a higher waist. I didn't show any crack.
A little bit of that BA.
Oh, no. Yeah. Did you BA the camera, Sarah?
I did not. Well, I hope I didn't. I don't know. It was hard to tell.
I hope you did.
I think I had a sweater on, though, by that time. I think I had my sweater back on when we were down there.
Yeah, you did.
Thank God. Hopefully that'll... I was just like, I go, if my stomach is blubbing over the top of those jeggings,
oh, God.
I do not want that in the video. You better... You blur Vinny's license plate and you cut my blub right out of the thing.
Yeah, Vinny's license plate isn't in it. I just combined all of them this morning. So.
Oh, did you?
I sent them all together. So we're going to go over it again and I'm going to make sure that... It's
you know how you can add
there.
Stuff to pictures, though? If there is a good butt shot of her, can you please put a target on there or some poop flying out? Or
oh, my God.
Any kind
Don't
of
do
fun
that. Target
stuff.
Would be fine. I'll take a target over poop flying out, please.
Whatever. I just mean, you know, you can add these emojis after the fact. People are so handy and cute with their Instagrams. I thought maybe that'd be fun. You could
sure,
you, know, put
you guys
stuff
put some
in there.
Arrows. Can you believe the size of this? Put some, every time I walk backwards, go beep beep beep. That'll be great.
See, all right, see Sarah. How fun this is.
Super fun. Oh my
this.
God,
we should do this all the day, all the time for clips of the day. See what Sarah can contribute.
Oh, there you go.
This is. I have just never heard such great ideas coming out of your mouths. Oh, you guys. Boy.
The great ideas came out of your mouth, Sarah.
I missed
by
you.
The way.
Yeah, you're the one. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, that was me, huh? What am I doing? I got to go. Let's take a break, and we'll be back in a second. I'm sorry about the trash. I mean, maybe I'll try to rework the 7 o'clock trash. But that was a fun catch-up. And plus, we had technical difficulties this morning. So thanks for listening to us. But the group of clowns on the air for you. Vinny, what's coming up in our first look at the news?
Not one idea. Thank you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.